The first thing we are going to be addressed is our foundation. Psalm 11 verse 3 says, if the foundation is faulty, is destroyed, what then can the righteous do? The righteous can pray. And that is what we are going to be doing. Every foundational power that I've risen in this season and against our destiny, forces that fought our parents, forces that fought the people in our blood lineage, that negative family blood patterns, that said the members of the family will not cross certain levels, will not get to certain levels in life. Concerning my life, my case shall be different.
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
I will go beyond the level my father and my mother stop. I will go beyond the level my elder will stop. Somebody lift up your right hand of fire. And I will say, my father, my father. I am not going to say, my father, my father. Say, my father, my fighter. As I begin to pray, every foundation of power, every foundation of forces, every evil family blood pattern,
every evil family blood pattern,
that fought my father, that fought my mother, that fought my elderly ones, concerning my life. Mention a name, concerning my life. Victor, I want you to put your name there. Say, concerning my life. Victor, Ubu, my case shall be different. Say, I break out by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and fire prayer.
And the witchcraft and occultic power that have risen against believers in this season. In case you are not aware, the forces of the land, they have risen against the church of God. They have declared war against the church of God. But the battle said, the battle is not for us, but of the Lord. In Psalm 68, verse 1, he said, let God arise and let his enemies be scattered. We're going to invite God into the battle of our life, of our family, and the church. Father, every forces of the Lord that have risen against my life, against my family, against the Lord, may God arise and fight for us. Lift up your right hand and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Against the prayer life of the church. If you take a questionnaire and I asked you about your personal prayer life, you agree with me that it's not as it was before. Somehow, the prayer altar of the individual believer is being formed. It takes those who takes it by force to still maintain a strong prayer life in this city. The prayer we're going to pray finally, Lord, revive and impart me afresh. Revive my prayer life. That was the song I woke up with this morning. Set me a place I want to burn for you. That is the prayer, Lord. Set me a fresh fire, fresh impartation in this meeting. Let me live here to go and conquer what has been conquered. Let me live here and revive my prayer altar. Say, Father,
Father,
in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
set us on fresh fire.
Set us on fresh fire.
Revive my fire.
Impartation fire.
Take my place.
Take my place
in the place of prayer.
In
my spiritual life.
In
the name of Jesus, let me allow some prayer fire. Set us on fresh fire. Jesus, the eyes are in the heavens. We wait upon you. We wait upon you. We wait upon you. We wait upon you. Jesus. Jesus. Yes. Yes. Let your hands wait on the heavens. Let your hands and just wait on the Spirit of grace. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. The mighty God bless you, Lord, of the Trinity, my all and all, my teacher, my helper, my savior, my advocate. Oh, welcome, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Take over. Holy Spirit, take over. Take over. Take over. Take over. God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for what you are doing and missed already. Thank you for that which you are yet to do. I stand on the platform of the swearing of the oath in the blood of Jesus. Not on my merit, but on the basis of mercy. Holy Spirit, I welcome you afresh. Confirm your promise that as the word come, breathe upon it, let it come with understanding and power to transform and equip us, that the least among us will be as strong as David and become more and more like Jesus. Thank you, Father. I connect to the grace that you have placed over my life. I ask that that grace will be manifest here. I take authority over every foul spirit, every contrary demons. I arrest you. I bring you under subjection to the obedience of Christ in the name of Jesus. We cover this environment with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together for Jesus as you take your seat.
Please, can we come together to the middle seat, please?
Please, just adjust. Hallelujah. First of all, I want to really appreciate the leadership of this youth meeting for giving me this privilege to minister in the world. The president, all the escorts, Guru Master, I appreciate you. Please put your hands together for the leadership of this forum. And please celebrate yourself, clap for yourself. You are wonderful. You are all welcome in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Please be still in the name of Jesus. Please control that young man that is praying there. Let him join us. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Hallelujah. Let's rush quickly. I have some vital things to share with us as the Holy Spirit will help us. Let's rush quickly. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 1. We have two anchor scriptures. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 1. Isaiah chapter 12 verse 1, very popular scripture. It says, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, why the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Second scripture, Exodus chapter 23. Exodus 23, verse 25 and 26, another popular verse. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. There shall nothing cast thee young, nor be barren in the land. The numbers of thy days are before you. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the name of Jesus. By the help of the Holy Spirit, I want to exhort us on the message titled, The Blessedness of Serving God as a Youth. The blessing of serving God as a youth. And our message objective are two: to wage war against anti-service spirit. The number two objective of this message is to enforce the blessedness of serving God upon our lives and the church. We are going to be waging war against every anti-spirit that is against the blessing that we should enjoy. And then those blessings we are going to learn briefly, we are going to be enforcing it in the place of prayer. And God will help us in the name of Jesus. Three power points as a means of introduction. I want to say three things quickly as a means of introduction. Number one, to remember your creator in the days of your youth is to serve God in your youthful age. Ecclesiastes 12, we read, say, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. So how do you remember your creator? Is by service to him. Number two, the God we serve is a God who is not wicked to forget your services to him. The God that we are connected, we are serving, is not wicked to forget your services to him. Because of time, we may not be opening scripture. I'll be quoting some. If you read Hebrews chapter 6 verse 10, you can write it and go home and read it. Hebrews 6 10 says, God is not unrighteous to forget your works and labor of love which you have done to his name, and you still minister. God is not wicked. As a youth, the service you have been serving God, God is not wicked that he will not pay you for it. Number three, God is a faithful God that keeps to his promise, even the promise to bless those that serve him. He's a faithful God that keeps to his promises, even the promises or the promise to bless those that serve him. If you read Numbers chapter 23 verse 19, it says, God is not man that he should lie, neither is he a son of man that he should repent. He said, has he promised, will he not do it? Have he said it, will he not make it good? So God keeps to his promise. He's a covenant keeping God. So if he has promised that those that serve him will be blessed, I want you to be rest assured that you'll be blessed. Somebody say amen. So there are many blessings or benefits in serving God, but I will be limiting them to just five of them quickly, as the Lord will help us. So, what are the blessedness or the benefits of serving God as a youth? Some of us have been in the faith for some years now. You have been serving God in the house of God, being in one department or the other, serving God, even at your home, going on evangelism, praying, all the services that you have been doing in His name, even to this youth meeting you used to come. What are the benefits attached to it? There are benefits. From the place where we read, we are going to be extrapolating some of those benefits as the Lord will help us. Number one, benefit of serving God as a youth. Serving God as a youth will make you escape the tragedy of the evil days. Serving God as a youth will make you escape the tragedy of the evil days. Ecclesiastes 12:1, where we read, it said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth. In other words, serve your creator in the days of your youth when the evil days have not come. So there is something called the evil days that is going to meet everybody on the surface of the earth. But if you will escape that evil day, it takes you to remember or to serve your creator. Now, what is that evil day all about? That if you serve God, you are going to escape it. As the Holy Spirit opened my eyes to see, there are about three things about the evil days. Number one, what is the evil days that serving God will make you to escape? Number one, it means your old age. That is the first thing. Your old age is one of the meaning of the evil days. Hallelujah. You will not have strength for service. That is, if you don't serve God in your evil age, when the evil day comes, which is the day when you become old, you may not have the strength that you have now, that you can do what you can do now. When the evil days come, when you are old, there are many old people today that are regretting why they wasted their youthful age in serving the things of the world, wallowing their life in sin. And when the evil days came, when they were old, they didn't have the strength they had when they were youth like you and I. So, you will not find pleasure in service the evil days in your old age comes. He said you will have no pleasure in it. I think the sound is better than before. There is a time when the kind of enthusiasm you have now, the passion you have now, a time will come, you will not have that zeal anymore. When that evil day comes, when you are old, that passion, that thing that drives you in you now that you have, when you will become old, you will not have that pleasure anymore. And you will be full of guilt and regret. That is one of the tragedy of the evil days in your old age, where you'll be regretting, how I wish when I was 20, when I was 21, I did this, I did that, I did it. There are many people today, like there was a time I discovered in the spirit that my mother had a call upon her life, a very strong call, but she didn't answer the call. Whether she was not aware, I don't know. But even till today, the gifts that she was supposed to be manifesting, the prophetic, is still manifesting. But if she would have served God earlier and discovered that gifting, she would have impacted her generation more than what is happening now. You agree with me that some of your parents here, you discover some gifts that they had, that if they would have served God in their youthful age, most of them are regretting. If you go to some old people and hear the way they are lamenting, how I wish I knew God the way you knew God at this age, I would have been better than where I am now. Why? The evil day came. The day when they have no strength, no more time, activities have taken over, regret all over. That will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. The evil days is when rapture takes place. That will not permit us. If you read Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 2, 6. Please, let's just rush it quickly. Ecclesiastes 12, 6. Let's just see what that day talks about. You know, we read Ecclesiastes 12:1 when he said, remember your creator in the days of your youth. If you see what verse 2 said down, you will be motivated to continue in serving God. Verse 2 says, why the sun or the light or the moon or the stars be not darkened, nor the cloud return after the rain, in the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble and the strong men shall bow themselves. If you read down to verse 6, you see things. All those things are things that will happen when the rapture takes place. When the rapture takes place is the day when the evil days have come. Many people today will be taken unaware. When the rapture takes place, all these things will be happening. Then there will be no time for you to serve God the way you are doing now. I just came to encourage somebody to continue what you are doing, and you need to put more effort, because there is a day called the evil days that is coming when rapture will take place. The things that are the time you have to serve God now, you will not have it then. The number three thing about the evil day is the day when death will catch up with us unaware. If you read verse 7 of that Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1, it says, 7 says, then shall the dust return to the earth, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. There is a time when death will come unexpectedly for some people. The time that they have now, they may not have that time when death comes. I pray that the evil days will not meet us in the name of Jesus. Let's rush. You will escape the evil day. And I believe you have already escaped it, because you are already in the heart of service. The number two benefit of serving God. Serving God as a youth will make you enjoy financial and material blessing from God. When the Bible said, and ye shall serve the Lord thy God, and he will bless thy bread and thy water. I put the bread and water like financial and material blessing. Hallelujah. Serving God, there is no way that you will continue in poverty. I say some few things here. I say God blessing your bread and water can mean him blessing you financially and materially. So poverty is an anti-service blessing which we must reject and fight against. Anything poverty is against the serving God you are serving God today. A lot of people are experiencing lack even as a youth. I want you to know that it's not the plan of God for us to suffer financially and materially. Because he promised, he said, if you serve me, I will bless your bread and your water. I will give you money. I will bless the work of your hands so that finance will flow from it. So if you are here, you are still suffering lack, this is a platform for us to say, God, enough is enough. You promised in your word that you will bless my bread and water. Where is the proof of it? I see financial, material blessing locating us in the name of Jesus. Let's rush quickly. Number three. God. Serving God as a youth will make you enjoy sound health from him. That's Exodus chapter 23 and in verse 25 where we read. I want to address on this because the season which we are is a season where the spirit of affliction is fighting against the blessing that we are supposed to enjoy. He said, and we bless thy bread and water, and we take away sickness from the midst of thee. But sickness is rampant everywhere today, even in the church. Even I that is speaking here is a challenge. Sickness here and there, it is not the will of God. It's not the will of God. He said, I will take away sickness from the midst of you. Then why is it that there is sickness? That is why we need to rise up as youth and say, Lord, enough is enough for sickness. Sickness have killed two people from our midst in this, between the space of 2 months. Two people that are dear to us have left the church in there because of sickness. Sickness here and there. Money that is supposed to be used to do other things are spent on sickness. It is not the will of God. He said, I will take away sickness from the midst of you. So we are going to be with. That's why I say the first objective is to wage war against those things that are contrary to the blessing we are supposed to be enjoying. Sickness is not the will of God. Jesus paid the price for it. Say, by his stripe we were healed. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. He said, by his stripe, yea, we are healed. Past tense. Not that you will be healed, but yea, we are healed. So, we are going to be fighting every spirit of affliction in the church, in our family. Lord, enough is enough. It is our blessing to enjoy sound health from you. So, every sickness, pack and go. Then number four, serving God in your youthful age will make you enjoy marital settlement and childbearing for him. Marital settlement. Let me show you something. In verse 26, he said, there shall nothing cast their young. That is, there shall be no miscarriage, nor be barren. Now, the question I want to ask us now as a youth, for those of the young ladies in our midst, can they be talking anything about miscarriage now? Hello? Can they be talking anything about barrenness now? What needs to come first? Marriage. When you are married first, then when you take in, maybe you lost the baby, that is when there is miscarriage, or you are trusting God for a child, there is no child, that is when you talk about barrenness. So what God is trying to say as a youth, the first thing he's going to do for us is to give us marital settlement first. When he settle you maritally well, then anything that has to do with miscarriage or barrenness will not be our portion. Somebody say amen. He said, there shall be no miscarriage, there shall be no barrenness. And we are youths. That is to say, I will settle you maritally well. What God is trying to say, as a young man, as a young girl, if you only you can serve me or continue to serve me, concerning your marriage is a settled matter. I will give you my own son as a lady, the son from my own heart. I will give him to you as a husband, and you as a man, my own daughter, I will give her to you as a wife. I will settle you maritally well, then I will give you child. There will be no miscarriage and there will be no barrenness. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
This is to encourage you to continue to serve God. Concerning your marital settlement is a settled matter. Anything miscarriage or barrenness will not be our portion. But for those people that are married in our midst, in the church, we are going to be waging war against every spirit of barrenness. So, I pray that God will settle us maritally well. Somebody say amen. The final benefit of serving God, I'm just rushing because of time. Is it the final number? What now? Are we following at all? Hello? Are we together? Number what now? Number five. Serving God in your youthful age will make God give you a longful life. A longful life. Long life. In the conclusion of that verse, he said, the number of thy days I will fulfill. So premature death is not your portion at all. You can't die like a chicken as long as you are engaged in kingdom service. He said, I will give you a lawful life. The numbers of your days I will fulfill. So why is it that even youth in our midst are dying is an anti-service blessing, which we need to rise up and say, Father, enough is enough for the untimely death in our midst. Enough is enough for untimely death in the land. Father, you promise that if we serve you, you will fulfill the numbers of our days, so premature death cannot be our portion. Hallelujah. I see you living long. You will live longer and longer and longer until you cry for death in the name of Jesus. So the life that you have now as a youth, please use it to serve God. As you serve God, there is longevity for you. Then finally, my final counsel as we begin to pray. Make up your mind to serve God wholeheartedly and committedly as a youth. Wholeheartedly. Make up your mind. Having known that there is benefit in serving God, that if you serve Him, He will bless you financially and materially. Even though the money may not be there now, I want you to know that it's just a matter of time. Financially, you will be rich. You will be rich. That one is sure. Just keep on moving. Having known that concerning your health, you will live in sound health. Having known that concerning your marriage, concerning your childbearing is a settled matter, concerning long life is a settled matter, do the service wholeheartedly. Continue in the in-house service, continue in the outside service, continue in the youth meeting, continue to serve Him wholeheartedly and committed. Avoid, that is number two, avoid eye service or competition in your service to God. Anything that has to do with eye service, please put it away. If you engage in eye service, your service will not be accepted. Make sure you are doing it not because of men, but God is your focus. God is the reason why you are rendering that service. Do it without eye service, without competition with anybody. And finally, avoid distraction. Be focused and fervent in your service to God. Avoid distraction. There are a lot of distractions that will come your way as a youth. distraction from men as a lady, distraction from women as a man, distractions of family challenges, distractions from things that are happening. Please do not be distracted. Anything that is trying to make you to go off service, know that those things are distraction. Make sure you fight those distractions by making up your mind to be engaged in service no matter what. Make up your mind. Anything that has to do with distraction, make sure that you put it aside. Let your focus be on God and His service. And God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Are you blessed? The blessedness of serving God. I pray that God will communicate this word to you more in the mighty name of Jesus. Let's be upstanding as we begin to appreciate God for His word to us. Father, thank you for encouraging us. I just came to encourage somebody this evening. Just came to encourage that your service to God is not in vain. Just lift up your voice and appreciate Him for the grace He has given to you to serve Him in this youthful age. Even for the salvation of your soul as a youth, there are many people that are old already and they have not seen the light that you have seen. Many people that are old today, they are wishing, I wish I knew God at your age. I would have served God. Just appreciate Him for the salvation of your soul and the grace to serve Him. Father, I thank you. Jesus, I give you praise. Thank you for encouraging me. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Please locate somebody and hold your hands together. We are going to be doing more of prayer in the next 5 minutes. 10 minutes, they are about to. Where against every anti-service blessing and to enforce the blessing upon our lives. He said, I will bless thy bread and thy water. I will bless thy bread and thy water. We are going to be praying against the spirit of poverty and lack in our life personally, in our family, and in the church. Anything that makes money to be far from you, or money comes, it doesn't stay, it comes, it doesn't come enough. Lord, we say enough is enough to that. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree together as a youth against every spirit of poverty. We resist you from our life, from our family, from the church. Say, Father, we enforce financial and material blessing upon our lives, upon your church, upon our family. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Shakabakalata barakabalata barakabalata barakata. Open your mouth and pray. It's a very serious prayer. That many of us that have means, but money is a challenge. Father, let us be released. Enough is enough for the lack. Enough is enough for the poverty. In my family, in your church. Father, let money be released. There are a lot of needs on ground. There are a lot of projects on ground. But money is a limitation. Father, we enforce the blessing of finance upon our lives, upon our family. In the name of Jesus Christ. As we pray this prayer, the Holy Spirit just reminded me of a scripture, and I know that this word is going to be happening to us in this season. In Matthew 17:21-27, Jesus had a situation where there was no money in the purse of the ministry, and they needed to pay task. No money. That is to say, Jesus also had a time where there was lack, there was poverty. They needed to pay tax, but there was no money. Just like some of us here, there are things you need to do, there are needs on ground, but there is no money to meet those needs. But I see miracle money coming for us. Amen. In verse 27, we say, Jesus said, told Peter, he said, notwithstanding, least we should offend them. He said, go down to the sea and cast an hook and pick up the first fish that cometh up. And when thou hast opened his mouth, thou shalt find a piece of money. Take that and give it unto them for me and for thee. Somebody say amen. How come money was found in the mouth of a baby? Somebody say miracle money. For some of us, say what you need now is miracle money. Because when you look to your left and your right, you know there is nowhere help can come from. That is what the Lord is saying. There is somebody here that is the miracle money that is going to come. From the people you didn't expect, from the person you didn't expect, that financial release will come. Lift up your hand, lift the hand you are holding. And you're receiving that miracle money. Say Jesus. I don't hear you say Jesus. I believe and I receive that miracle money in this season. Send me financial helper in the name of Jesus. Just pray that prayer quickly. Father, I receive that miracle money. I don't know somebody here that you need money for something that is pressing. You are troubled, you are worried because of that money. The Lord says I should say to you, there is a miracle money that is coming before this weekend. There is a miracle money that is coming. Where you didn't expect, from whom you didn't expect that money will come. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying against the spirit of the infirmity of the flesh, the spirit of sickness, arrows of sickness in this season. Fire against dunamis, against family, against our life. Father, it is against the blessing of serving you. Therefore, we say no to sickness. Lift up your hands and say, Father, Father, every spirit of sickness, every arrow of sickness, flying in this season, to waste money, to claim lies, we agree together, as a youth, we say enough is enough. Go back to the center, open your mouth and fire prayer. I want you to pray this prayer seriously. Every spirit of infirmity of the flesh, every arrow of sickness that have been projected, released against the church, the spirit of malaria, the spirit of typhoid, the spirit of oppression, any kind of sickness and diseases that have been fired against the church, Father, we intercede, we pray for the church, we send back those arrows back to the center. Every altar of sickness that have been revived in the city. I will take away sickness from the midst of you. Father, take away sickness from our lives. Take away sickness from the tongue. Take away sickness from our families. Take away sickness. Take away sickness. And kapala to us. Kapala la 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 la. We are going to be praying for any woman that is trusting God for a child in the church. Every barren woman, thank God today is a partition for fruitfulness. What God is trying to say is that you will be fruitful. We are going to be praying for the people that are awaiting mothers. As many that are trusting God for child in the church, Father, let their child be released. And then for yourself, Lord, send to me maritally. It may not be now, but you need to be interceding ahead. Lord, concerning my marriage, it is a settled matter. And as many that are trusting God for a child in our midst, Lord, let it be released. Open your mouth and pray. Begin to cause every barrenness, every barrenness, every barrenness, every barrenness, every miscarriage. Any woman trusting you for a child in our midst, we stand in the promise of your word. Concerning our marriage as you Lord, he said you will say to us, in the name of Jesus. Second to the last, he said the numbers of your days are before you. I'm going to be praying against the spirit of premature death. Every step that has been projected before the end of the year, I will not cry. Amen. I will not bury anybody in my family. Amen. We will not bury any member of the church anymore in Dunamis at the time. Lift up your hand. Please raise your hand. Let's pray this one again. The spirit of untimely death. We have not recovered from Stanley that we lost. And everybody lost her husband again in our midst. Father, enough is enough for untimely death. Father, we agree together, we say no to that spirit of death. We turn back to Him. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, we agree together and we intercede for Dunamis Adoka, for our family. Every spirit of untimely death, we arrest you. We cast you from our midst. There shall be no more death. There shall be no more loss. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. You will fulfill the numbers of our days. He said, with long life I will satisfy you. Psalm 118 verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the words of God in the land of the living. We wage war against the spirit of untimely death. We wage war against the spirit of premature death. In the name of Jesus, finally, we're going to be praying for the grace to serve God and serve God the way He wants. In case you are not aware, lift your hand. Service to God that is acceptable and carries the blessing is the one that is done in holiness and righteousness. In Luke chapter 1 and in verse 17, 4 and 5, he said that He will grant unto us that we be delivered out of the hands of our enemies, we be saved. He said, might serve Him without fear in what? In holiness and in righteousness before Him all the days of our life. This is one of the reasons, or the major reason, why people are in service, but there is no blessing. Why? Because the service is done in unity. In Hebrews chapter 12, verse 28, it says, see, we have a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace. Whereby we may serve Him acceptably. In reverence and in godly fear. So there is, it is not all service that is acceptable. It is the one done in holiness and righteousness. The final prayer, Lord, give me the grace to continue to serve you and to serve you in holiness and righteousness. Lift up your two hands and say, Father, we receive the grace to serve you acceptably, to serve you in holiness, in righteousness, all the days of our lives. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and establish that prayer. Finally, grace to serve you in holiness, in righteousness, all the days of our lives. Father, release the grace upon us as a youth. We don't just want to serve you anyhow, to serve you the way that is acceptable by you. Mashoko beleke barana ta 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 ta. Grace for service in holiness and righteousness. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and appreciate it. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your word to us. Thank you. In the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word. I connect to the grace that back up this commission. And we wage war against every anti-service blessing in the name of Jesus. Let every benefit of serving you as a youth be released to us in the name of Jesus. We agree together, we decree and declare there shall be no more loss. There shall be no more timely death in our midst in the name of Jesus. We resist sickness, we reject poverty in the name of Jesus. Financially, materially, we are blessed. We are fruitful. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus. If
you are excited, let's hands together for Jesus one more time. I'm excited. Let's hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Whoa.